Hello students, welcome to e-learning program, class 9, English, lesson number 11, If I Were You. This is a one-act play written by Douglas James. He is an American author. He has written a number of plays including The Savages, The Ice Goddesses, and North City Traffic Straight Ahead. This play has mystery, suspense, and humor. It is a story in which an intruder intends to kill Gerard, a cultured playwright, and take on his identity to escape from the police. However, Gerard gets rid of him by handing him over to the police. Now we will study about the major characters of the play. There are two major characters, Gerard and an intruder. So first we will discuss about Gerard. He is the main character of the play. He is a refined and cultured man. He is gifted with a brilliant wit, a sharp mind, smart thinking, and sense of humor. All these qualities helped him to handle the life-threatening situation very successfully and easily. Even when acting funny, he keeps his presence of mind and lays a trap for the intruder. Now the second character is of an intruder. He is a criminal who makes plans to dose the police. He has evil intentions and crafty plans to achieve his ends. He doesn't hesitate to kill innocent people for his selfish gains. However, he is soon outwitted by Gerard, and he unsuspectingly walks into the trap of Gerard. This heartless criminal meets a befitting end. Now we will discuss about the scene of the play. The play is set in a small cottage. The room has an entrance on the right hand side with a curtain on it. There is another door to the left side of the room. The room has simple furniture consisting of a small table towards the left, a chair, and a bed on the right side of the room. When the curtain rises, Gerard is standing by the table making a phone call. He is of medium height and is wearing horn-rimmed glasses. His voice indicates that he is a cultured and well-educated person. The play opens with Gerard answering a phone call. He said that he would reach in 10 minutes. He puts down the phone and goes to the divan. Then he starts packing the stuff in a traveling bag. While he is busy in packing, another man who is similar to Gerard enters in the room silently from the right side. He has a revolver in his hand. He bumps accidentally against the table, and at the sound, Gerard turns quickly. Gerard doesn't get panicked. Instead, he speaks pleasantly to the stranger and says that he is surprised to see him. The intruder ignores him. Gerard finds the intruder's behavior to be dramatic and not very natural. The intruder warns Gerard to stop being smart and orders him to answer his questions. Gerard says that finally he has a person who wants to know about his past. He tells him about his life, how as a child he was stolen by gypsies, and why he was living all alone. The intruder wanted answers to his set of questions and didn't want to hear what Gerard wanted to say. He asked if Gerard lived there alone. Gerard asked what the intruder would do if he didn't answer his question. The intruder warned Gerard that if he didn't want any harm, then he should obey his orders. Intruder asked Gerard to tell his Christian name. Gerard replied that his Christian name was Vincent Charles. The intruder's next question was if Gerard had a car. Gerard said no. The intruder said that he is lying. He said that he was not foolish. He was smarter than him and knew that he had a car. Gerard asked the intruder if he was really an American or was he copying American accent? Then M-Tutor got angry and said that his gun is not a toy. Then the intruder asked whether the place was frequented by many people. Gerard replied that he rarely had any visitors and very few people underwent the trouble of visiting him. Other than the baker, greengrocer and milkman, no one else bothered to visit him. With this, we come to end of this module. Children, I have also included a worksheet. Attempt it in your notebook. Thank you. Have a nice day.